Hey, boss ladies. Our topic for today is social media, and specifically when to know whether your social media use, or I don't really want to say addiction because I think some people will take offense to that term, but when your social media use has actually become a problem and it is time to slide out of those DMs. So if you think about it, we live in this really hyper-connected world and we are always on, right? So we're on our phone all the time. Like right now, I'm literally recording this podcast on my iPhone. And this is great for someone who's an introvert like me because I get to actually still, you know, communicate with people and just connect in a way, I suppose, even though it's digitally. But at least I don't need to get up and go and people. If you're an introvert, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So I totally love social media and communication in general. I specifically love the technology that has enabled us to really make the world a much smaller place. Thanks to technology, I get to write for global publications. I get to work with women from across the world and actually have clients in Australia and the UK and the US. And I mean, it's amazing. It really makes the world feel super small. But of course, there's also a little bit of a downside and a little bit of a dark side to this. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you just go out to a restaurant and you look at how many people are sitting there and not actually having a conversation with the person sitting next to them or across the table from them, because everyone is busy scrolling through their social media feeds. So it does get a little bit of a problem. It becomes a little bit invasive, especially if it's actually taking you away from your real life relationships. So three things that you really need to be mindful of and that you want to look out for is firstly, if you are always comparing, because that's really bad for your self-esteem. So if you're always scrolling through, you know, your Facebook and your Insta, and you're kind of like, oh my God, I wish I had this, or I wish I looked like that, or whatever it is that you're comparing yourself to, it's great if it's motivating you and you're using it as fuel and you're saying, I'm going to set this goal. I want to buy this car, or I want this house, or I want to lose this weight and get fit and do whatever. That's great. But for the most part, it actually is pretty bad for you, because if you're constantly comparing yourself and it's causing you to feel bad about yourself and to have more and more negative self-talk, then that is really, really bad for your self-esteem. And it's going to get you into a really dark place. You're not going to be able to actually love yourself into a version of a person that you actually like by being mean to yourself in your mind all the time and saying, you should look like this, you should behave like this, you should have A, B, C. Okay. The second thing that you want to look out for is what I've mentioned already. It's those people sitting in restaurants, sitting in a really beautiful place outdoors, and they're constantly on their phone. Okay, so you're always distracted, and that's really bad for your interpersonal relationships, and it's also actually bad for your productivity levels at work. So if you're out with your friends, just actually make a deal with everyone. Take 20 minutes. You know, start small and say to everyone, right, phones down, face down, whatever it is, and actually spend some time really connecting with the people in the room with you. Don't check your social media feeds. Don't take pictures of your food. Don't do anything. And just actually notice how that improves your interpersonal relationships. The same thing at work. What you might want to look at doing is actually investing in an app that can help you block off your time and will actually block your social media feed so that you can really focus on the work that you need to do. And then as a little reward, maybe what you want to do when you've actually completed a task is then get out your phone and start scrolling and do a few posts. The third and final thing that I want to speak about, and this is something that I'm personally super guilty of, is the always sitting down. Okay, so we're always sitting somehow and we've always got our head turned down because we're always on our phones, and that's actually really bad for our health. We actually don't get up enough, we don't walk around enough. I mean, it's a health and safety issue anyway, just walking around a mall or an office looking down at your phone. You're going to trip and fall over something at some stage, right? So what you want to do is actually just be mindful of these things. Social media is great. Technology is awesome. I love that I can have friends from all around the world. I love that I can speak to you right now, wherever you are, that I can be making a positive contribution. But I'm also very mindful of the fact that I need to keep my own sanity, and I need to connect with the people who are important to me, the people around me who are here in real life right now. So the three things, once again, is be mindful of the fact that you might always be comparing yourself and that that might be really bad for your self-esteem. Be mindful of the fact that you're possibly always connected and always distracted and not actually spending time with the people who are with you in real life, in the room, and who are actually your friends and your family and who love and support you. And the third thing is that you're always looking down, always sitting, always scrolling, and you're not actually getting enough physical activity. You're not walking around. You're not mindful of what's going on around you. So yes, social media is great, but just be mindful of how much time you spend and the fact that it can actually be really bad for you. Chat to you again.